Hey, you! Tune into the latest gossip and topics no one likes to talk about. The conversation that makes us all uncomfortable. Let's talk about it on the Breakdown Podcast. I'm your host, Brittany Marlette, and I've been expecting you, darling. Let's get willing. You are listening to The Breakdown. I am your host, Brittany Marlette. And for those of you suckers that was watching the Oscars on yesterday, then you know that Will Smith slapped the shit out of Chris Rock. Yes, he did. Okay, so, all right. Let's break this down. It is called The Breakdown, right? Okay, so Chris Rock, you know, he is a comedian. He is hosting the Oscars. That is really, really good. He's hosting the Oscars. Awesome, right? He makes a few jokes, blah, blah, blah. He makes a particular joke about Jada Pinkett Smith, right? So he makes this joke about G.I. Jane. As you all don't know, now if you're a little bit iffy, like, okay, well, what does G.I. Jane have to do with Jada Pinkett Smith? Okay, so Jada Pinkett Smith has been open about her situation with alopecia. You guys don't know what alopecia is. It causes your hair to fall out. And this may be the reason why Jada Pinkett has cut off all of her hair. And if you notice that in G.I. Jane, that the hair is cut off, okay? And so Chris Rock made this joke, oh, Jada Pinkett can't wait to see G.I. Jane. So that was a shot towards Jada Pinkett Smith. Okay, and Will politely got his ass up. It looked like he was in front row. Will politely got his ass up, went up on stage, and punched the shit. I don't know if it was a punch or a slap. I think it was a punch. Everybody else says it was a slap. Whatever. Anyway, he politely slapped or punched the shit out of Chris Rock. You would notice that Chris Rock is stumbling to get back to the teleprompter because he's like, what the fuck? He even says it, damn, Will Smith just came up here and just slapped this shit out of me. So Will screams out in the crowd, you know, watch your mouth about my fucking wife, right? Excuse my language, but I'm just, you know, quote unquote, close your mouth about my fucking wife. And he says it out loud. You can see a lot of people are like, oh, this is made up. This is fake. Listen, I know real when I see it. Will was not playing. And I don't think that that was intended for Chris Rock. I think that this has been a buildup of just shit going on, you know. Although we're probably looking at like Jada and shit. Yeah, she had this entanglement, this, that, and the third. Why is he defending her? At the end of the day, that is still his wife. He is still in love with her. And whatever it is that they're going to go through, anybody else, like regardless of what the fuck we go through, that's just how I feel. Anything that we go through is all cool, fine, and dandy, but let another motherfucker say something, then we got a problem. And I think that that's where it comes at, that people take other people's issues, which is a comedian's job, though, to be honest, take real life issues and take people's problems and then make jokes out of them. But in this personal scenario, everything is not a fucking joke. Will is going through some shit. His wife was in an entanglement. His mentor is like, ugh! You know what I'm saying? And I think that Chris Rock, unfortunately, got the backlash of all the bullshit that's been going on with Will. And then on top of that, I just gotta say this one thing. Will still walked away with the Oscar. Now, when I say that's a bad mother, shut your mouth, then that's exactly what I meant. Now, again, We want to pray for Will when it comes to his mental health. We want to pray for the family. We want to, as far as I know, Chris Rock has still not, like, placed any charges or anything on him. Because I think that, and people might think Chris Rock is corny and this, that, and the third. But I think Chris Rock, he understood. And it's fucked up because it's like, okay, yeah. But, I mean, if Chris Rock really wanted to, then he can put assault charges. I honestly, personally think that he's not going to, you know, do that. Because I think Chris Rock understood the frustration that Will had been going through. And I don't know. I don't think he's going to go further with it. That's what I personally feel like, because I think the police and everything was called right then and there. And if he wanted to, then Chris Rock definitely could have did his thing when it comes to that. But another thing, you guys just really need to learn to stop fucking with people, because you don't know what people are going through. People are real life out here going through shit. Like, people mental is really, really, like, all over the place. So you don't know if your joke or your comment might be the last fucking straw. And I'm just keeping it 1,000 with you guys. Y'all need to be careful on how you talk to people, what you say about people. You don't know if your last comment or joke or shade is going to be the moment that you get your ass whooped. And we're just being honest here. In no way, circumstances, or form am I condoning in any kind of violence. I don't promote violence of any kind. But I'm just saying, we have to be honest here. The stuff that people say and they think they can get away with it, everybody is not as reserved. And we all know Will Smith to be a well-reserved guy. But I think for us to see this, it's an indication. People gets fed up. So again, watch your mouth. Be careful who you put your mouth on. Everybody ain't fucking playing. All right, but I could be wrong. You all know I'm never wrong, though. You have just listened to The Breakdown. I am your host, Brittany Marlette. I'll talk to y'all suckers later. Sure, you were listening to this episode and you were like, hey, I have something to say. Well, here's your chance. Don't hold your tongue. Send a message. Let us hear your thoughts. Although, we're never wrong.
It's Brittany, bitch.
Get up! I've been expecting you, darling.
It's only right I start your morning off with the latest music, gossip, relationship 101, and quote of the day. I double dare you to sit back, relax, and join in on today's fun on The Breakdown. I'm your host, Brittany Marlette, and I've been expecting you, darling.